Michael Smith was at the Royal Commission yesterday, and he's on the line. Michael, good morning. Cathy Jackson.
Good morning, Alan. Yeah, I was also at State of Origin, and yesterday in the aggregate I saw three Lionheart performances, Paul Gallen, Laurie Daly and Cathy Jackson. She's in that league, Alan.
Yeah.
She is a Lionheart, a courageous woman, and she spoke yesterday about what they chucked at her when she made it clear that she is going to the police with the allegations against Michael Jackson. Against Michael Williamson. She also is a person who went to the police with the allegations against Craig Thompson. Now, they gave her heaps. They're both in jail. Bill Shorten is giving her heaps at the moment. Stand by for the next instalment on that episode, Alan. Mr. Shorten has a hell of a case to answer, and it was set out in part yesterday in the Royal Commission. The false allegations that were put to Cathy Jackson ran in the media in the last fortnight, and a hell of a lot of them have yet to wake up to themselves, Alan, that what the Commission is about at the moment, it's showing to us, the public, who are fortunate enough never to have been involved in unions, what happens to whistleblowers. I don't know if you can hear the kookaburras there, Alan. I hope they're not too loud, are they?
No, they're good.
That's what happens to them. The gallery, peanut gallery starts laughing.
Yes.
Cathy Jackson endured a hellish life, and these allegations that have been in the paper about the National Health Development account, about the alleged $1 million spent on what turns out to be union credit cards entirely for union purposes. That's not me saying it. It's the auditor of the union. It's the bookkeeper of the union. It's the records and minutes of the union and people who are in the branch committee of management. That Peter McCallum money that we discussed yesterday, I think you'll hear in evidence today.
I note one report saying, oh, this was money owed to cancer workers.
Absolute crap.
Yeah.
Unmitigated rubbish. Now, there's a process under the industrial relations legislation whereby a union goes to a court on behalf of its members for the members' entitlements. The members get it. The union is also able to pursue a separate action, a discrete action, for punitive exemplary damages, or penalties, if you will. And in this case, that's exactly what happened to the Peter McCallum Institute. The union got the money, and it used it as it saw fit. Now, you might not agree with the way the union used it. I might not agree with it. But that was the union's decision.
And the union agreed to create a National Health Development account.
Precisely. Mm. Now, Alan, yesterday towards the end of evidence, fascinating exchange in the Royal Commission. Ian Temby QC is the man who produced the independent report about Michael Williamson. He's also now acting for the Health Services Union. But what that means, I'm blowed if I know, because how do you act independently for the tens of thousands of members of the union? In fact, what Mr. Temby is doing is taking instructions from individual union officers, the leadership of the union. So, yesterday, Cathy Jackson in the witness box said, at one of these meetings, after I'd gone to the police, when they started to really get stuck into me, at one of these management meetings, I put a tape recorder on the desk and I recorded it. The people in Sydney may not have been able to see it. It was by telephone conference, but certainly the people in Melbourne could see it. They could see the tape recorder there. I recorded it to protect my legal right. Mr. Temby jumped to his feet yesterday in the commission. Keep in mind, Alan, he's representing the union that says, we want this to be open. We want everybody to know exactly what went on. We only want the truth, right, eh? Well, here's a verbatim tape recording of what happened in one of those meetings. Mr. Temby resisted it. A representative, a lawyer for Mr. Mylan, who was in cahoots with, he's in cahoots with Mr. Hayes, Jared Hayes, resisted it. The commissioner reserved his opinion about whether or not it will be played, and this morning at 10 o'clock, we'll traipse back into the commission. If that tape is played, I understand from reading certain statements that the tape will show that Cathy Jackson agitated for an audit of the entire union's finances, and she was strongly resisted and vilified by those friends of Michael Williamson who are still in place as union officials. Mm-hmm. It'll be fascinating to see if the commissioner makes the decision to get the tape into evidence, and we'll hear it this morning if he does.
And just one final thing. I mean, allegations that Shorten gave $7,000 to a Melbourne ALP branch stacker, or alleged branch stacker, David Asmar.
That was heard in evidence in the commission yesterday. Two of Cathy Jackson's accusers who say that she's falsely accused them are in jail. Keep in mind, the woman's got a pretty good track record. Yesterday, Cathy Jackson was under oath, 5 years penalty if she's lying. Shorten puts a spokesperson up to say, this is just people who want to get their name on television, big-noting themselves at the expense of the opposition leader. Yeah. Well, I don't agree, Mr. Shorten's spokesman, and I'll wait with interest for Mr. Shorten to jump the box, because Bob Kernaghan says he has a case to answer. On oath. Marco Bellano says he has a case to answer. On oath. Kathy Jackson has just started on speaking about the case Mr. Shorten has to answer.
Good.
She's saying it on oath too.
Good on you. Well, we'll talk tomorrow, Michael. Great to talk to you.
Right.
Fascinating stuff. There he is, Michael Smith from the Royal Commission.